Chapter 4, The Nation's Jewels. Which item in the museum gets the most visitors? It's the Hope Diamond, of course. People watch it swivel on its base in the National Museum of Natural History. Its size and color are a perpetual amazement to visitors. There are many stories about the owners of this diamond. Some are fiction and others are fact. The facts. The Hope Diamond formed thousands of years ago. It was mined in India. It weighs about 110 carats. King Louis XIV of France bought it in 1668. Since then, it has had several owners. One was a king of England. Another was named Henry Hope. Its final owner was a jeweler. He gave it to the Smithsonian in 1958. Now the myth. People say that the diamond is cursed. A thief stole it and sold it to the king of France. The thief died a horrible death. The king came to a bad end as well. Some say that every owner of this magnificent jewel has died violently or had awful luck. Caption: These stones are called tourmalines. Caption: Blue diamonds as large as the Hope Diamond are extremely rare. These stories make the diamond mysterious. For better or worse, most aren't true. Nothing happened to the Hope family. A 20th century owner wore the diamond for decades without a problem. She loaned it to brides, gave it to her baby to teethe on, and even let her dog wear it on its collar.